Whether it be in your business life or your personal life, trust is absolutely critical. In business, if you don't trust someone, then you're not going to do business with them. Also, if you don't trust your team members to do the particular work that you want them to carry out, and to the quality that you want them to carry it out to, then you're going to end up either micromanaging them or not delegating to them. Equally, in your personal life, if you don't trust someone, then you're constantly going to be second-guessing them. You'll develop a paranoia and will want to know every little detail of what they're doing and what they're going on with. And just like your team members, if you can't trust them to do something, then it's only going to lead to challenges in the relationship. You might love the person, but when they don't do what they said they were going to do, whether it be to pick up the kids from school or get the item that you asked for in the store, or to ring that person to arrange for something to be fixed in the house, then what's happened is that trust has begun to break down. You see, when it comes to doing business or with your colleagues or personal relationships, there are three pillars to building trust. So let me explain each one of them. The first pillar is rapport. Now, rapport is about your ability to relate to others, to be on the same wavelength, to empathize, to be able to see, hear, feel things from the other person's perspective, and to mirror back so that they know you're in line with what they're thinking. Now, most people can build rapport very quickly. In some instances, it can take just seconds, whereas in other cases, rapport needs to be built up over time. Now, the second pillar is credibility. This is about displaying your ability to do something. If someone doesn't believe you're going to be able to do what they want, then they're not going to do business with you. Some ways in which you can build credibility are through what you say on your website, what qualifications you have, or what experience you have to deal with what it is that your customer or what your clients want help with. It takes into account your position in the market. Are you high-end or high street? Credibility is about what you say and what others say about you, whether it be visual, written, or verbal. So this includes testimonials or other forms of social proof. So whether it be in business relationships or personal relationships, credibility is important to building trust. And the third pillar to building trust is reliability. Now, reliability is about what we do. It's our ability to make promises and to keep them. For example, to be on time, to deliver as per the brief, or to a mutually agreed plan. Or in our personal relationships, our ability to always pick up the kids when we say we will, or to get the item from the store that we promised we would, or to make that phone call to get the thing fixed in the house. You see, if there's little or no rapport between you and the other person, then trust isn't there, and therefore you won't do business with them. Equally, if the credibility isn't there, then trust isn't there, and you won't do business with them either. And while you might not know if they're reliable or not, if they are someone that you're starting to do business with, you will still question it and carry out as much due diligence as you can in order to determine whether they're reliable or not. But reliability is the one pillar that most businesses and individuals fail on. And because of that, they don't get repeat business and they don't get their customers talking favourably about them. Or their personal relationships begin to break down. Let me give you one recent example of how this plays out. Now, the dishwasher in our home started to act up, so my wife called the manufacturers to request an engineer to call to the house because it was still under warranty. So the engineer came on the scheduled day and between the hours that he said he was going to arrive. And when he checked out the machine, he also found out that there was a problem with the electrical circuit and that we needed to get an electrician to fix it. So my wife asked me to source one. Now, I don't have an electrician in my contact, so my first port of call was to Google. So I searched for an electrician in our local area. And while I was going through each of the websites that came up, my first filter was whether the electrician's website conveyed professionalism and credibility. So I found myself checking to see if they had customer reviews and reading some of the elements on the website. Now next I rang a few of them to see if they were available at short notice. And the important thing here is that I didn't bother ringing the ones that weren't able to demonstrate on their website that they could do the job in the first place. In other words, there was no rapport and there was no credibility demonstrated on their websites. And of the electricians that did answer my call, let's just say that some of their questions didn't fill me with trust either. Others didn't even answer my call, and all the ones that I did leave a message for didn't even return my call. One particular electrician I got speaking to asked questions relating specific to the problem that was being presented, and gave guidance as to what might be wrong. In other words, he built rapport and credibility on the phone call. He then said he wouldn't be able to do the job until 2 days later, but that he would be able to do it between certain hours of that day. Now, what was going through my mind was whether he was actually going to turn up at all, let alone on the day that he said he would, and whether I should have another electrician as a backup. Well, the day arrived, and so did the electrician when he said he would. And when he investigated the problem, it was exactly what he said it would be and what needed to be fixed, and which he did. Now, I know this is a very simple example, but it's a recent one that happened literally only a couple of weeks ago. And that's exactly what your potential customers are doing each and every single day when they're considering your business. If you can't build rapport, credibility and reliability, then there's no trust there. If there's no trust, then you'll be doing very little business. And because the third pillar, which is a reliability, it's the one that most people fall down on. It's the one that you'll most want to build a system around in your business or in your life. You see, as a person, you give unspoken and spoken promises, expressed and implied promises. Take an accountant. As an accountant, your unspoken promise is that you're going to complete a client's tax return in the correct manner and in the way it should be completed for tax purposes. Because of your qualifications, your clients expect that you'll be able to do it correctly. These are the unspoken promises. Your spoken promises are along the lines of the date in which you say you're going to have the client's tax return done by, or when it's going to be submitted by, or the time that you're going to arrive for a meeting, for example. So if you miss the date, or you fail to submit the return, or you arrive late for the meeting, then you've broken those promises. Now, if you break the spoken promises or the unspoken promises, then you've broken the reliability pillar. And if you've broken that, then trust starts to crumble. Now, for a bit of fun, when I'm working with clients or when I'm doing workshops on this subject matter, there's a question I ask them to demonstrate this. So consider this for yourself. Can you remember something that you gave on loan to someone else, but you never got it back? Now, for everyone that I ask this question to, they can always remember at least one thing that they lent to someone, but they just didn't get it back. It could be a book, it could be a tool, some money, or anything for that matter. So remind yourself of what it was that you lent to someone, but you never got it back. And when you remember it, you'll not only be able to remember what it was, but you'll also remember when it was, where it was, the person's name, and how it actually came about. You'll remember all the details associated with that one item. Every single time I ask this question of people, they're able to recall a list of all the different things with absolute immense great detail. You see, your mind operates like as if it has toggle switches in it. The kind of switches that when you flick them up, it's on, and when you flick them down, it's off. For every promise that has been made to you, whether it be overtly or covertly, implied or explicit, spoken or unspoken, there's a little toggle switch. Many of those toggle switches are off because the promise has been delivered. But there are many others that are still on because the promise has been broken or it still hasn't been fulfilled. So just like the item or the items that you remember you lent to people, those toggle switches are still on in your mind. Likewise, the exact same applies to your clients, your customers, your colleagues, your partners, your spouse, your children, your family members, your relations, your friends, everyone that you've come across. Just like you have switches left on for the promises that have been unfulfilled, they too have switches left on and for the promises that you've made to them. And the more switches that are left on, then the less trust others have in you. Not only is it your job to ensure that each switch is switched off, so as to maximize the trust that you build, but you also have to have a system to demonstrate how reliable you are and how reliable you can be, whether it be for your potential new customers or your new relationships. So whether it be in your professional life or your personal life, what are you doing to build trust? How are you demonstrating that you build rapport, that you build credibility, and that you build reliability? The first two are easy. It's the third one that so many people fall down on, unless you have a system. Now, if you want to find out more about this and get involved in the discussions and the questions, come on over to our private community where we go deeper and explore an awful lot more. Just head over to my website, paulwilliamdavis.com, and you find the link there along with all the other resources and information. Until next time, I wish you every success.